Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Would you have been here if the timeline of defensive coordinator openings was different last year?
I think that's a fair assumption.
Well, how about that? Vic Fangio speaking today, first time as Eagles defensive coordinator. He basically just confirms what we all knew. They wanted him to be their coordinator last year, but the Gannon thing held up the process, Hugh, because he didn't tell them he was going to take the job with the Arizona Cardinals, and then Fangio say, well, there's no job here. I'll go down to Miami, and now he's back. Welcome back, Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right, so Fangio speaking. How about why now? Why now for Vic Fangio? Why come back to Philadelphia after all these years?
Well, it was exactly 40 years ago when I started my pro coaching career across the street at Veterans Stadium, and thought it'd be cool to hopefully end it here. So 40 years later, here I am. But no, just to come back, you know, it's, you know, my kids live 2 hours south of here. My mother lives, who's 97, 2 hours north of here. So a lot of family considerations. Philly, you know, I was a big Philly fan growing up in all sports. So it was a thrill for me to go to work every day at Veterans Stadium 40 years ago because I used to go to games there all the time. And now it's a good thrill to come back 40 years later and hopefully finish it out here.
Vic Fangio, of course, referring to his time coaching the Philadelphia Stars of the USFL back in 1984. So we get to hear from Fangio for the first time. He seems excited to be back and to be home and to finish his career here in Philadelphia. We have one more from Vic. Is he making a comp here?
Yeah, well, so it just I guess he's kind of talking about his philosophy a little bit. And right. I doubt this is a name that anybody expected
to
hear.
So this is Vic Fangio's philosophy.
Vic Fangio, I think it's about, yeah, philosophy, like slumping players, et cetera, et cetera. Let's probably a name that nobody expects to hear.
You know, I used to say before they went to 17 games, every one of our games was worth 10 in Major League Baseball, you know, because we had 16, they had 162. So when we lost two in a row, that was like losing 20 in a row in baseball. And, you know, that kind of paints a good picture for people that don't realize that. You know, it's just like with the Phillies here, he's letting Castellanos fight his way out of a slump. You can't do that here. You know, and they wouldn't do that if they were in the playoffs either. They got 162 games.
So a couple things from that. One, I was not not expecting the Castellanos thing there. But you know what I heard from that? You know what I took from that?
What was that?
If guys are struggling, he's pulling them off the field.
I mean, but that's the tone that needs to be set.
He just said, you can't do that here. We don't let, you know, and I get it, right? You know, it's a longer baseball season. You let a player go up and down in a slump. He's not letting it happen. You're slumping. You're off his defense.
No, and that's,
I like Vic.
Yeah, I like him. Like, I kind of figured that's how he was going to be, a no-nonsense kind of guy. That's what this team needs, man. Like, it hasn't been stated, but it feels like the inmates ran the asylum over there. The fact that Kevin Byard had enough say, and he only been here for a cup of coffee. He was only here for like 3 days, and they had enough nerve to say, hey, well, Kevin said he's going to take over the defense. And they let him. They let him, Joe. They let him take over the defense.
I'll do the scouting report.
Yes. Right. And nobody questioned that. And I'm sitting here like, for real? Buddy just got off the plane. And he already talked about, nah, coach, sit this one out, bro. I got it. That was crazy to me. Don't sound like that's going to happen on Vic watch.
Well, let me throw one more thing I just thought of when it comes to the Castellanos comp. And I don't know if he meant to go this far with the Hugh. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. But you know what else I think of when I hear Castellanos and playing, and maybe you can't do that in football? Castellanos is a veteran that's highly paid. Makes me think he doesn't care if you're a veteran that's highly paid.
I mean, that's exactly what it was, Joe. That's why I have been so bullish on this defense and playing young guys. That's why. Why do you think I've been so bullish? Because the one thing that you have to bring back to this defense, in my opinion, is accountability. And a lot of times when you're the fat cat, you're making all the bread, you know what I mean, you're getting the big piece of chicken, you feel like you're untouchable to a certain extent because you make so much money. Sometimes you have to be uncomfortable. 11. Is that right? 11. 11 DBs. 11 deep. 11
I'm
DBs.
Pretty good at math.
Yeah, I am awesome at math. In that room, there shouldn't be a guy that feels comfortable knowing that you got 11, well, not 11, it's like what? More like 9?
Corners?
Yeah. That what, like 9 hungry cats? 9 hungry dogs?
Thundercats, as some would call
well,
them.
Well, because you got 2 starters, right? So 9, 9, 10. Yeah, I get the math right. Yeah, you
11
got
11 minus 2 is 9. My daughter's in first grade. We've been doing this kind of math.
Forget you, yeah. Joe. Forget you. How about
this
that?
This is a joke, quite
but
frankly.
But no, you get where I'm going with this, Kyle.
I do. We
you
all do.
Get where I'm going with this. And even though Cooper DeGene did not say it, I was trying to get him to say it. He didn't say it. There are some guys, they want to start. Like, that's your goal as a youngin. You want to learn as much as you can want to learn. But, damn it, at the end of the day, you want to be a starter. You want to run out that tunnel when they say your name and have that Eagles crowd yelling your name, wearing your jersey. That's what you want. That's what you want, Cooper DeGene, if you're still listening, which I highly doubt that he is. But still, you got 9 cats in that room that are looking at them veterans like, yeah, you didn't got too comfortable, dog. You didn't got way too comfortable in this situation.
So you know what else I heard from Vic Fangio there? I heard, like, just feel it. Like, Vic Fangio would have loved – like, you know, 1999, 2000, 01, Hugh Douglas. He would have been nodding along with Hard Knocks back in 2003. I mean, he would have been like, yeah, that guy.
No, I'm saying, man, that's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to old school football.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Well, not that guy, but, you know, the guy before that guy. But, yeah, that's what we need to get back to, man. Like, and that's why, you know, I was about to say something smart. Like, because, you know, you were talking about, well, does Vic Fangio have a magic wand? I was going to ask you, did you think he brought his magic wand with him? Because that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like magic. It sounds like he's about to bring the magic back to this defense.
Well, I don't know if his magic will make James Bradbury run again, but he might bench him right away if he knows he can't run. That's what I heard. I was going to Sugar Bear is up next. What's up, Sugar Bear?
Joey. How are you, Hugh Douglas?
What's going on,
Sugar
man?
Bear, what's up, pal?
Good, fellas. Let me say, Vic Fangio, if you're listening, I'm telling you, Hugh Douglas will be watching.
Thanks but anyway, a lot, man. Appreciate that.
Listen to me, Joey. I stand on the side of Hugh Douglas when it comes to Nick Sirianni. You got to ask yourself this question, Joey. You go back and watch that season-ending press conference. Really? This is the guy you want to be your Eagles head coach?
No, well, so no, I don't, and I didn't. I wanted him fired, but now that he's back, I'm choosing to give him a clean slate. I mean, I'm trying to help myself sleep better at night until we get to week one here, Sugar Bear.
Well, and I think you might agree with me. He got exposed. His leadership skills were exposed. When your GM has to break into the questions and answers, hey, let me take some. Come on, man. This is not the guy. I'm definitely not in Philly. And I agree. I believe that Eagle fans, the true blue Eagle fans or the true blue Eagle fans, are the word is disappointing, just like Noel is disappointing. Now, can I get back to the Phillies?
Yes, go for it. What are you feeling on the Phils?
You know, listen, this is a beautiful thing when a team plays this well, but
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I heard you a little earlier, and let me give you some numbers about our boy Johan Rojas, as Tommy Lasorda would say, can't hit water if he's on a boat. He started the year 7-4 his first 44 at a 159 clip. He's 8 for his last 49 at a 163 clip. And he's, as you said, Joe, he's hitting 216 and 20 strikeouts. Now, here's my question, Joe, and you guys are the voice of reason, okay? You go out and get a guy. You want to put space between you and the Atlanta Braves. We finally get out to where we're on top of the NL East now, okay? They got to catch us now. They lost their ace. How do you go out and get a guy named Whit Merrifield, who's a proven major league hitter, who's going to hit you 35 doubles and hit 275, 280 if you play him every day? There's no evidence. I don't want to hear people say he's 35. You look the back of his card. Like when Turner last year, everybody was down Turner, all you had to do was say, go look the back of his baseball card. This next 6 weeks or 5 weeks, when Turner's out, he's supposed to be at second base and stout at short every day. This hogwash about having Rojas play center field because he's a gold glover, no, I disagree. You can't run down a ball like other 29 center fielders would have ran down and run into a fence. It's not a great catch. You can't outstretch for a ball, catch it on your feet and belly flop, and that's a great catch. No, everybody flops to the ground when they're outstretched, okay? I'm telling you, Joe, and bottom line is, Rojas is going to get exposed because he's going to come up early in the game with run producing the chances at the plate late in the season, and our leader, named Rob Thompson, is not going to pitch it for him. Why? Because he's worrying about, oh, is there going to be a game-saving catch in the sixth inning? Whit Merrifield is the answer to this club to get this team in a distance to put space.
Well, Dom, I like Merrifield, and I'm with you. He's got to play every day, or you know, almost every day, and we appreciate the call while Turner's out. Long-term, though, yeah, I'm back to having concern about Rojas. And if they're winning, we forget about it, Hugh, right? Because that's what's gone on here. They've won so much that it hasn't been a pressure point every day the way it was the first week of the season because they weren't winning. He's trending back the wrong way. And hopefully he could rescue himself a little bit, and like he did for a couple weeks there. But my eye is on it. I mean, he's struggling again.
Yeah, but I think he's still as far as where they want him to be, he's still right around there. I mean, that bunt yesterday, that was kind of bad when you couldn't get the bunt down. But I still think that he's trending in the direction that they want him to trend in.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.